Blog Talk Radio.
And here are today's top stories of 1941. In a case brought by Congressman Arthur Mitchell, the Democrat from Illinois, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that separate facilities on railroads must be substantially equal. The 99th Pursuit Squadron, an all-Negro unit, was formed today, and the Tuskegee Training Program is established. They will fly more than 500 missions.
Doctors, and I know we need the lawyers, and I know we need my sisters and my brothers and my mothers, but when it comes down to the spiritual things, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody hold you like Jesus. Can't nobody control you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. So long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. My.
Thank you.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. I thank and praise the Lord for that song. Hallelujah. I give God the glory today. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise the Lord for another day. Praise God. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give honor unto the Spirit of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Unto my overseers, Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil. Praise God. Reign of Glory Revival Ministries. I thank and praise the Lord for them. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God to come before you one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us get ready and pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you and we praise you, God, because you kept us on this day. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, God. Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And on your cross in the name of Jesus. God, in I'm asking you to God. Praise you, Father God, Christ of have you, Jesus. And Father, praise in the you, God. Because I thank and I praise the Lord for that. I thank and I praise God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for that. Sing that. We were going how God, he did. Thank him. Praise God. As long as you have King Jesus, how somebody thank you. Find me tonight in Jeremiah chapter, hallelujah, 1 verse says the came. So that will call to hear come to the potter's house and he walked a work on, and the vessel that he made clay was marred in the hand. Again, to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you? Saith the Lord, behold, is can I praise the Lord for that word? Hallelujah. Praise God. For the Lord had told Jeremiah, I want you to this house. Hallelujah. And had something to say. Hallelujah. He said, and there I will call thee. Words and he praised the Lord, praise trying to go down because he here, Lord, hallelujah. God, praise the Lord. I thank and I praise because praise God, yeah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. God's people that has not yet been fired. As we too go down into the potter's house, we may learn the difference between the clay that has been fired and the clay that has not yet been fired. The clay that has been fired, it dries, it shrinks, and hardens into a permanent structure and shape. It is rigid and brittle. Praise God. If you ever been to a pottery house, and if you ever had anything, you know, that you made or painted or anything, and you have to get it fired in order for the paint to glow on the pottery, praise God. And after it's fired, you have to come back a week later to pick it up. But it's hard, hallelujah. And praise God, thank you, Jesus. And praise God, it's rigid and it's brittle. Hallelujah. It's a permanent structure, hallelujah, and shape. It's already done, hallelujah. And praise God, hallelujah. And just like the clay that has not been burnt, it's plastic. It may be shaping and reshape. It is a material of possibilities, mobility, flexibility, and responsive. Hallelujah. Now, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The clay that has been in the fire, praise God, that has been burnt. Hallelujah. Once it's burnt, hallelujah, once it dries, hallelujah, it hardens, hallelujah, praise God, and it's a permanent structure, hallelujah, and praise God, it's rigid and it's brittle, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and before, praise God, the Lord has the clay that wasn't in the fire. It's flexible, it's plastic, it can be shaped, it can be reshaped, hallelujah, praise the Lord. It's mobility, it's flexible, it's possibility, hallelujah, and it's responsive, hallelujah. You can shape it any kind of way you want, hallelujah, because you know sometimes when you see the clay on the wheel, hallelujah, and as you begin to shape it, as you begin to mold it, praise God, and if it doesn't go into the shape that you want, you can just mash it down and reshape it again, hallelujah, till you get it right, hallelujah, and that's what God does with his people, hallelujah, praise the Lord. As long as you're clay, hallelujah, as long as, hallelujah, you're flexible, he can reshape you and reshape you over and over and over again till he gets it right, hallelujah, till he gets you in the place and the shape, hallelujah, and the character that he wants you to be. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what the Lord does to us sometimes, praise God. When he sees, praise God, something in us that should not be, praise God, hallelujah. He said, oh, they need a little bit more patience, hallelujah, praise God, or a little bit more compassion, hallelujah, and praise God. And sometimes we wonder why we go through certain things, hallelujah, but it's to bring something out of you that should not be in you, hallelujah, and praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And sometimes that's what God has to do. He has to reshape us. So sometimes we got to go back down into the potter's house, hallelujah, and get back on the wheel and let God reshape us, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jeremiah, the second verse, it says, in Jeremiah 18:2, it says, go down to the potter's house. By this similitude, God shows the absolute state of dependence on himself in which he has placed mankind. They are as clay in the hands of the potter, and in reference to everything here below, he can shape the destinies as he pleases. God can shape our destiny as he pleases, as he sees, hallelujah, that we are growing. And if he see that we're shaping right, hallelujah, praise the Lord, he can do what he wants to do with us, hallelujah. But if he sees something that should not be, hallelujah, praise the Lord, he's going to remake us and reshape us, hallelujah, until we get it right, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He said Jeremiah did as the Lord commanded him. He was obedient to the divine will. He went to hear what the Lord had to say to him and there and to observe such things from when he might learn instructions for himself and others. Hallelujah. Now, Jeremiah was obedient to the Lord. He wanted to hear what the Lord had to say to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says, the potter's instrument is in the likeness of two millstones. The lower, hallelujah, is the greatest, and the upper is the least. Hallelujah. Now, praise God. Hallelujah. You would think that the lower, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, is the greatest, hallelujah. Now, praise God, that's how we look at some people, hallelujah. We say, well, look, why the Lord make them this? Why the Lord give them this to do? Hallelujah. Because sometimes we feel like people aren't capable of what God has given them, hallelujah. So we think that, praise God, that, you know, that they don't deserve that position, hallelujah. But praise God, it says that the upper part, hallelujah, is the least, hallelujah. Because sometimes when we think that we should be the one to do this, hallelujah, hallelujah, God is saying you're not the one, hallelujah. But he said, I'm going to choose the one that you think that cannot do what God is asking him to do or her to do, hallelujah. God is going to choose the one, hallelujah, praise God, that everyone thinks that is not capable of doing the work for the Lord. And that's the one, hallelujah, will get things done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It says, or rather the word may signify frames or molds, hallelujah, made of stone in which the potter put his clay and fashioned it, hallelujah. Now, hallelujah, praise God. The Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, will put us, hallelujah, will take us, hallelujah, and reshape us, hallelujah, and fashion us, hallelujah, the way that he wants us to be, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It says that God reminds us that his ways are higher than our ways. Hallelujah, when we want our ways to be like your ways, we want our desires to be like your desires. Hallelujah. Form our hearts today according to your heart. Hallelujah. We want our desires to be what the Lord desires. Hallelujah. In other words, we want the Lord to form our hearts. Hallelujah. According to your heart, his heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and your thoughts and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For the Lord knows, hallelujah, who he wants us to be and how he wants us to act. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, hallelujah, we got to be like that clay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord that hasn't been through the fire yet. We have to be flexible and allow God to shape us and reshape us. And hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. We got to allow God to do what he wants to do in our life, hallelujah. It says that, okay, God, in Jesus' name. It says, God, we pray that you would conform and transform our decisions and our words and our actions, that they might be pleasing to you and fully in line with your will. Hallelujah. We want to be pleasing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We want our ways and our words and our decisions, hallelujah, to be in line with his will. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want God to have his way. We want the Lord to reshape us. Hallelujah. If the Lord sees something in us that's not right, we want God, hallelujah, to reshape us. Hallelujah. Reform us. Hallelujah. It says God is in control, like clay in a potter's hand, and the whole picture here is God can do whatever he desires with clay in his hand, with our lives. He can do whatever he wants with our lives. Hallelujah. He can mold us and make us, and the intake of this imagery is to cause us to desire God to make and mold us into noble instruments. That's a display of his goodness and We want noble in us, hallelujah. Others will see his goodness and lies. The Lord, I want my God, God, just totally in for him and however, you know, if I am trusting the Lord to have his way. We want God to praise just the word that will be him. Hallelujah. Jesus says, God knows our imperfections. Turn him. Us. And take away those things in us. Hold us. How you go in your garden, praise God. Whatever that's not produced, pray. Over pray. To us, when he's remolding us and to his God as a work and process. Is most into as say mobile. Hallelujah. God can shape us and into us to be us to be want to be, but what he wants us to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, but we have this treasure. Play to this all surpassing power and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Only God, hallelujah. It's God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And fourth, and yet, oh Lord, you are our Father. We formed by you. Lord is God, hallelujah, and he can form us and praise the Lord, hallelujah. Just kind of, hallelujah. Father has really clay, wishes, no trust. Just God, hallelujah, in the right that God, hallelujah. Be with the Lord. God, hallelujah. We have to remember, hallelujah, praise God, that it is God, hallelujah, that formed us. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's God, hallelujah, that keeps us alive every day, that wakes us up every day. Hallelujah. Over in Genesis 2:7 says, then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils. And the man became a living soul. Hallelujah. We got to remember how it was God that breathed, hallelujah, into man's nostrils, and he became a living soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to remember, hallelujah, that the Lord knows what he's doing. When, hallelujah, when we go through different things, hallelujah, and we may not understand, praise God, but we just got to believe that God will bring us out. Hallelujah. But we have to trust him. We got to trust the Lord, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, he will bring us out victorious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to let the Lord, hallelujah, have his way in our life. We got to let the Lord, praise God, shape us who he wants us to be. And hallelujah, when he sees something that's not right, that should not be there, he will, hallelujah, like the potter, hallelujah, reshape us, hallelujah. Praise God, he will start all over again, hallelujah. Because sometimes we don't know, we might have a hole, hallelujah, in our clay. We might have a leak, hallelujah, or torn, hallelujah, but praise God, God is able, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, to reshape us, to remold us to who he wants us to be, hallelujah, praise God. We have to let the Lord have his way, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We just thank and praise the Lord tonight, hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord for his word, hallelujah. We just thank and praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Lord is answering, telling us, praise God. He said, I can do whatever I want to do. He said, just like the potter, he said, can I do what same as the potter with the clay? He said, can I, my the potter's hand, so are ye in his hands. Hallelujah. O house of Israel, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, cannot I do with you as this potter, said the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hands. Hallelujah. So he said, hallelujah, he can do as he wants to do. As the clay was in the potter's hand, he said, so are we in his hands. And he can do whatever he wants to do in our lives, hallelujah. He can, hallelujah, mold us and shape us in the way that he wants us to be, hallelujah. We might not like it all the time, but praise God, we don't have a choice if we're trusting in him, hallelujah, because we know, praise God, when he finishes, hallelujah, it will be done right, hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. We have to sometime, hallelujah, go down to the potter's house and let the Lord reshape us and remold us, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, because sometime, hallelujah, things come in us, praise God, that only God can deliver us from, hallelujah. But we got to trust him, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and praise the Lord for his word tonight, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God because he gave me the strength, hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, because God has been so good, praise God, hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, even when you have a lot of interference, hallelujah, how the Lord will bring you out, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God, hallelujah, because hallelujah, hallelujah, desire to please the Lord and not man. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah for this day. Thank you, Jesus. I hope and pray you got something out of the word of God. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometime when we be going through, hallelujah, we're not realizing, hallelujah, that God is in control and that he's in charge, hallelujah, and he's just reshaping us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's just remolding us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he wants us to stay that away, praise God, where we can be flexible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord for his word tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us not forget on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Apostle Carolyn McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry will be having morning prayer at 9 a.m., hallelujah. And on Sunday morning, Apostle Carolyn McNeil will bring in a morning word, hallelujah, Sunday morning word, hallelujah, of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, praise God. Let us not forget 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. I thank and I praise the Lord for each and every one on the line tonight, hallelujah. I thank and I praise God, hallelujah, for I can't say no more than what God allows me to say, hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, for his goodness on this day. I thank and I praise God for how, hallelujah, he is moving by his spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God, I give God the glory for this day, hallelujah. Now let us pray, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, I'm asking you to bless each and every one on the line tonight, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you and praise you for your word on tonight. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father, I thank you and I praise thy holy name. Thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy on this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to watch over us, watch over our families, watch over our loved ones, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, I'm asking, Lord, to remember those, hallelujah, or in a hard place. Remember those, Father God, in Jesus' name, that are without, hallelujah. Remember those that don't know you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Move by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Have a blessed and beautiful holiday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And remember the Lord. Hallelujah. To put him first. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. I thank and I praise him. Hallelujah. Have a blessed and beautiful, hallelujah, weekend, praise God, and holiday in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And stay safe. Hallelujah. Be safe. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Have a blessed night. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.